231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Thursday, September 4th, 2025 edition. This segment brought to you by Institute for Family Justice. If you know a couple getting ready to go through divorce where there's children involved, if you would like to give them some information to contact Jonathan Deek. He is the founder and main spokesperson for this group. They can provide information to help guide people through the process of going through divorce where there's children involved, how to deal with the family court, the friend of the court, child support, custody issues, all absolutely free of charge. Just give them information to help them through the process. If you'd like the contact information, phone number, email address, website, the number 4FJ.com, just text me family, and I'll send you guys the screenshot of the information. You can forward it on to the people you know that are going through this unfortunate situation and see if they can get guided through it easier, better, with less confrontation. Now, while the budget is being discussed, while the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, wants to see the Democrats' road funding plan before going forward in any further negotiations regarding the budget, this is what the Democrat Senate side is working on. Bills aimed at speeding up the approval, listen to this, of carbon capture and storage projects. Removing carbon dioxide emissions from industrial facilities into underground rock formations now sit in the Senate chamber to be voted on. Yesterday morning, the Senate Energy and Environment Committee moved Senate Bills 394, 395, and 396 through the committee to the entire floor. John Selleck, spokesperson for MI Success Coalition, a consortium of labor and business groups, said this legislation positions Michigan to lead in environmental and business innovation in growing carbon capture. We thank the committee for advancing this bipartisan legislation and look forward to the full Senate's action. Michigan no longer has to stand by watching neighboring states protect their air while snagging economic investment and good-paying jobs. While Republicans on the Senate committee all supported the bills, Democrats demonstrated that they were divided on the subject. The Republicans in the Senate supported the bills. CO2, folks, carbon dioxide. You know, the very element, gases that plants and trees use to basically produce oxygen. This is absolutely amazing to me. This is your priority? Really? And your guys are going to take this now to a full floor vote in the Senate. Well, even some of the Democrats, Rosemary Baer from Kegel Harbor, Sue Schenck of Dexter, opposed the bills. And the Democrat from Detroit, Stephanie Chang, she abstained from even voting. Well, currently, carbon capture and storage projects is permitted exclusively on the federal level by the EPA. Today's bills create Michigan's own regulatory framework for such projects and will be overseen by the Geological Resource Management Division within the state's Environmental Department. Baer said she voted no because she described she has some concerns with the bills themselves. We want to make sure we have all the proper protections because there are concerns about how far things will be allowed to go regarding people's homes and their businesses. Giving Eagle the proper authority to make sure the rules are being followed. Again, more rules, people. Baer went on to say, we want the bills to give the state's Department of Eagle more permit rejecting and terminating authorities. Baer is worried about the bills allowing companies to continue to release more CO2 emissions into the air than what they're storing. We have to be very careful. The state owns the lifetime coverage and taking care of this responsibility. Who will know what will happen in 40 or 50 years? We don't know. No one's been doing this long enough. We know there are problems in other states, and we need to take every careful step to make sure those problems don't happen here. She said it wouldn't be the first time that Michigan has sold its natural resources for pennies on the dollar. Carbon capture projects, the CO2 emissions would be stored in reservoirs underground, like in depleted oil and gas reserves. For example, in Michigan during 2008, we had an average depth of 5,940 feet of crude oil wells. They could also include saline formations or porous formations deep underground that contain undrinkable water. I can't believe we're even covering this story. Under these bills, project operators must pay Eagle a fee for every ton of CO2 steam injected, which could not go beyond 32 cents per ton. 10% fee revenue would go toward the state's non-game fish and wildlife trust fund, contributing to native plant and animal species restoration efforts. Additional 10% would go to each of the three new funds established by these bills. For money generated through state land leases, 50% must go toward the Michigan Game and Fish Protection Fund. The other 50% must go to Forest Management Trust Fund. So let me get this straight. You guys are basically passing bills, laws, forcing manufacturing companies to capture CO2. And then pay a fee to store it underground. Well, the EPA published that there was no immediate threat to livestock or human health. The agency noted it did not threaten public water systems drawing near nearby Lake Decatur. With regards to the Archer Daniels Midland ADM company located in Midland, claiming that an agricultural supply chain processor headquartered actually in Chicago had violated its federal Safe Drinking Water Act when it failed to monitor the injection well storage of the CO2 gases 5,000 feet underground. Oh, my God. Well, Mike Alamo, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce senior legislative affairs director, said he believes the bills for Michigan will require developers to address groundwater, surface water, and require that they obtain a permit. Well, under President Donald Trump's administration, the EPA has very clearly expressed they do not want to have any federal regulations regarding these type of applications. They want the states to have their own programs if they choose to. Well, the chamber's legislative director said, we still think that this is going to be a month-long application process. These bills focus on the storage of CO2 underground. But there are federal tax credits and incentives for companies to capture excessive CO2 and allow something to be done with it. Well, as the Republican-led House and Governor Gretchen Whitmer says, they have made this a priority to provide $3 billion in extra road funding. Alamo said captured CO2 can be used to make cement. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm done. My head is exploding. Final segment of hour number two. We're going to go on with some other stories. This one is just too painful, people. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I'm going to go to your text messages because I'm done with this story. Mike Solarski, excavating paving company downstate. Carbon capture. Another solution looking for a problem. Why? Power and money. Federal incentives, grants. I thought Donald Trump and the Republicans got rid of all that garbage that was passed under Biden. Mike continues, reminds me of the carbon cap and trade debacle that Obama almost got passed when he was in office. Thank God it didn't go through. Yep, unbelievable. Let's see. Oh, talking about the roads and bridges. The bridge in Petoskey over the Bear River on 31, right in town, is really bad. I fished under that bridge, and I've seen chunks of concrete falling off. Scary. Bear River on 31. Unbelievable. Let's see. Okay, let me see that. Okay, I'll get back to him. Not really sure. Where's Gretchen Whitmer's 8 years old fix the damn roads plan? Should be shovel ready by now. Yeah, exactly. Well, we are going to stay focused on these bills and these proposals. One of them, kind of hearing a little feedback now coming from the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, who writes she is not excited about or enthusiastic about the House budget, citing the cuts. If implemented, would end up cutting 57 special agents, 13 trial prosecutors, 3 appellate criminal prosecutors, and all but 1 victim advocate, as well as other programs. Mentioning a $950,000 cut for organized retail crime unit, which has prosecuted over 80 individuals and 40 conspiracies, defunding testing for sexual assault kits, $433.5 million in cuts to the Michigan State Police budget, and cutting the Operation Survivor Justice Initiative. although these were cut by all three budgets, not just the House, but the Senate and the governor as well. Additionally, the AG's office has taken over prosecutions for Ontonagon, Luce, Houghton, and Lake counties, since they don't have their own elected prosecutors. This is interesting. Why is this beeping? Shouldn't be doing that. Turn this off. As of October 1st, we will no longer have the staff in order to handle the prosecutions for Lake County. It will be literally a purge there, Nestle said. Well, of course, Nestle is referring to the proposed House budget 4706, which is not the final budget. Her department would be cut $38.3 million, 29.6% less than last year. The bill passed 59-46 in the House and now goes to the Senate. Well, the Attorney General's office says that they handle appellate work for 56 counties, which they would not be able to continue if these cuts are implemented. I believe all these counties' representatives were involved with voting to significantly slash our budget. And when we told the prosecutors around the state that if we saw significant reductions in the general fund, we would no longer be able to help them. I don't know if these prosecutors talk to the reps or not, but they should, because this is a really big deal. They're now going to have to hire somebody to do their appellate work within their own counties. While some of the services that were cut are not line item budget issues, Nestle said 30% of a cut to their budget, the department would then have to prioritize spending that would be statutorily required, rather than providing services with the aim to ensure consistent prosecutions across the state. We would then be focused on things that are absolutely mandatory, things that we have to statutorily be obligated to do. We don't get money from any of these counties in order to handle their appellate work. So finally, Attorney General Dana Nessel coming out with a statement about the proposed cuts in the House budget. Surprise, surprise. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Sure, by now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural.